بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Can you hear me please all? الحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. And we seek refuge in Allah, Most High, from the evils of our own selves and from our own wicked deeds. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Whoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, none can guide him. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, without a partner or associate. May Allah, when I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. May Allah's peace and blessings be on him, upon his good and pure family, and upon all of his noble companions. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. O who you believe, fear Allah by doing all that He ordered you and abstaining from all that He forbade you, as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam, as Muslims with complete submission to Allah. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O mankind, be dutiful to your Rabb Allah, who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from them both scattered many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and not to cut the relations of the wombs, the kinship. Surely Allah is ever a watcher over you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O who you believe, keep your duty to Allah and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do good deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he verily has got a great success. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. And know that the most truthful speech is that of Allah's book, the Quran, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of evils are the innovations that are foreign to the true teachings of Islam, and every innovation, every bid'ah in religion, every innovation is a bid'ah in religion, and every bid'ah is a dalala, is a misguidance, and every bid'ah is in the hell of fire. What you have heard is known as khutbatul haja. The word khutbah means sermon or opening address, and the word haja means need, necessity, be in want or requirement. Therefore, khutbatul haja is the sermon needed to address matters with. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to start his sermons with this kind of khutbah that you heard. It is recommended to use it when initiating marriage contracts, as introduction to books, as well as in the beginning of speeches. Today, inshallah, this will be the series of talks by Allah's will on how to understand Islam. And I introduce this in this first talk with the following introduction. There is no doubt that in this age, there is a growing awareness amongst Muslims of the need to learn the deen of Islam. And I say the deen because it's more comprehensive in its meaning than the concept of religion in some societies. Every aspect of life subscribes to the revelation from Allah. Thus, the word deen covers life in all of its various stages and complexities. This is the deen of Allah. So there is no doubt in that in this age, there is a growing awareness amongst Muslims of the need to learn the deen of Islam, and that there is a general interest, for good or bad, amongst non-Muslims to know about the deen of Allah. Many people are accepting Islam as the true deen all over the world. At the same time, it is sad to see the growing divisions and disputes amongst Muslims in almost every community. The Muslim is seeking or is seeing himself in a state of hira, perplexity, regarding the many concepts and or groups around him. All claim to be on the right path, yet he sees contradictions and unexplainable methodologies. He looks for proofs only to find a sea of imitations. He asks for the authentic sunnah and sees that some have turned the bid'ah, the innovation, into sunnah and vice versa. And if he, the Muslim, strives to revive the sunnah, he may be told that you are dividing the community and perhaps the ummah. He listens to these or to those who emphasize, quote, rationalism, end of quote, and finds them chained to scholastic theology or philosophy, a sister system, in fact, of philosophy, which sets reasoning as the reference of choice upon which the texts of the Quran and the authentic hadith are to be judged. Others go to the extreme of neglecting the intellect completely, and others think that spiritual satisfaction can only be attained through mystic, so-called Sufi orders, using innovative and mystic terminology, claiming that the Quranic and the Hadith texts have double meanings, something called the apparent, which is aimed at the general public of the Muslims, to them, and something called batin, esoteric, hidden, known only to their elders and so-called spiritual masters. Rigid and often contradictory mystic orders have transformed worship into Hindu-like seclusions and meditations. The hira, the perplexity, intensifies when the Muslim reads literature entitled with headings like Beliefs of Ahl Sunnah, only to discover later that they represent the beliefs of scholastic theologians in their various and often contradicting views. He sees so many quotations for some scholars, only to read later that they were taken out of context or edited in such ways to support certain views, and sometimes they are totally fabricated. The result is more hira, more perplexity and distrust. The Muslim may meet some people of fikr, of thought, known as al-Asraniyun, the contemporaries, who strongly admire Western culture, and in the name of progress, they call him to, quote, free himself from many aspects of the revelation in order to fit, quote, end of quote, into the new era. They tell him, you have to have a developed and not a rigid mind. On the other extreme, he may later encounter another group who tell him, you must rigidly follow the madahib, the schools of thoughts, in matters of aqidah or brief, and as Muslim is told by some, don't talk about the names and attributes of Allah, because they are matters of the unseen. Others tell him, the attributes don't have meanings, they are only words. The others tell him, don't confirm their meanings, because you will make of Allah a form. Others tell him, the best is to make figurative interpretations of them, or just leave their meanings to Allah, and so on. The Muslim becomes confused in the most important matter of faith, that is knowing of Allah. Similarly, the Muslim is hearing more and more disputes about other matters of belief. And in the name of politics, he sees conflicting groups brutally killing each other, and for the sake of the chair of presidency. Muslim land is labeled the land of kufr by many groups, who raise the banner of jihad, because they consider almost every ruler as kafir and a disbeliever, and justifying for themselves the killing of disobedient Muslims in government positions, or women without hijab, or ignorant men, all done in the name of Islam, and in all cases we witness it happening. If you point out these matters, even in the form of advice, you may be isolated or labeled as someone who does not believe in such and such, or does not know what's the concept of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, or an agent for the regimes, or you name it. The Muslim remembers that for more than half a century, Islamic groups have been engaged in endless and bloody confrontations with many regimes. He listens to emotional speeches declaring that, "Our brothers, we have to offer more and more sacrifices." The cycle of violence and counter-violence keeps going on, with more suffering, agony, and bloodshed. While the Muslim may not doubt the intentions of many people within these groups, and does not want to be on the side of the tyrants, he wonders whether the approach of many Islamic groups is the right one. Fanatic and blind imitation to founders of groups, or prominent leaders and their thought. Fanatic and blind imitations to imams made infallible by their followers. And batini sects, meaning esoteric or hidden sects, is widespread, and it adds up to the state of confusion. Most Muslims think that the Ummah follows one book, one prophet, and follow one deen. However, the bitter fact is that there are paths, groups, and principles that were inherited and adopted from deviant concepts that made the Ummah divide amongst itself in matters regarding the general prospects of Islam, the creed, aqidah, sources of deen, foundations of tafsir, exegesis, ittiba', following. What happened to us? What happened to us? How did we come to this state of division? While we have the book that is protected from Allah, and the sunnah that is authentically transmitted to us. You know, the same thing occurred to the Jews and the Christians. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Zayd bin Labid, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something and commented on it, saying that something will occur when knowledge goes away. I said, "O Messenger of Allah, how does it go away while we read the Quran and we teach it our children, who in turn teach it to their children until the day of resurrection?" He, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, responded, "Thakalatka ummuka." Thakalatka ummuka means, "May your mother be bereaved of you, lose you." Well, this is said to express a state of amazement when someone seems to be unaware about some matters. It is not meant to be an actual hope for death of someone. It is used by the Arabs then. Thakalatka ummuka, O Ziyad. I always thought you, this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admonishing Ziyad, I always thought you to be one of the understanding scholars of Medina. Aren't these the Jews and the Christians reading the Torah and the Injil while they don't apply anything of what's in them? In another narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, quote, "The Torah and Al-Injil are available to the Jews and the Christians, yet they are of no use to them." This is reported in Sahih Sunan At-Tirmidhi. It is sufficient to know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized that the division in this ummah will be greater than that which occurred within the Jewish and Christian religions. Whenever there is division and people adopt concepts and paths that differ with the revelation, Allah saves those who follow His revelation and do not turn away from the path of the messengers. This is the way of Allah, made very clear in the following passage from the Quran. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Mankind were on one community, meaning they were on the same faith of Adam, That is Tawheed. And Allah sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings. And with them, He sent the scripture in truth to judge between people in matters wherein they differed. And only those to whom the scripture was given differed amongst themselves concerning it through hatred and envy, after clear proofs had come unto them. Then Allah, by His leave, guided those who believed to the truth of that wherein they differed. And Allah guides whom He wills to a straight path. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 23. Those who deviated from the way of the prophets knew the truth. I will repeat. Those who deviated from the way of the prophets knew the truth that came in clear proofs. They closed their ways, or they chose rather their ways and their understandings, causing divisions and opposition to the clear texts of revelation. Many know that Iblis, the devil, followed his way and, quote, rationalized, end of quote, against the clear revelation from Allah. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah said, he, Iblis, the devil, was the first to oppose the revelation by means of, quote, rationalism, making it supersede on it, on the revelation. Indeed, when Allah ordered him to prostrate to Adam, he opposed the command by rationalistic analogy, combined in two statements. The first statement was, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ, I am better than he, Adam. This is in the Quran, Surah Sad, 38:76. Meaning, Ibn al-Qayyim added, the superior should not prostrate to the preferred. Then he mentioned his second rationalistic analogy by saying, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ, you have created me from fire and you created him from clay. Divisions and disputes are forms of punishment from Allah when people deviate from the way of revelation. This is the sunnah, the way of Allah on every nation. Consider the case of the Jews. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Then do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? But what is the recompense of those who do so among you, except disgrace in the life of this world? And on the day of resurrection they shall be consigned to the most grievous torment, for Allah is not unaware of what you do. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 85. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, in his book As-Sawa'iq al-Mursala, The Targeted Thunderbolts, said that Iblis, the devil, meant that the fire is more powerful than the clay. You know, the creation of Iblis is from fire and that of Adam from clay. His rationalistic analogy was not used in its proper place because it opposed the text of command to prostrate to Adam. And that's why he was mistaken, Iblis. Sound rationalism agrees and submits to the texts of Al-Wahi, revelation. And there is no opposition between revelation and sound rationalism. The mind is called to reflect about the signs of Allah that came through revelation to the prophets. Rationalism, however, cannot be an independent judge on revelation because of its own limited capacity. And what about the Christians? What happened to them? وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّئُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. And from those who call themselves Christians, we took their covenant, but they have abandoned a good part of the message that was sent to them. So we planted amongst them enmity and hatred till the day of resurrection, and Allah will inform them of what they used to do. So often you hear people saying, we want to follow the Quran alone, rejecting the Sunnah, which is an integral part of the message of Islam. Also there are those who, it comes in other serious forms, like we should fit the Quran to our times, and thus end up in suspending many Quranic texts in the name of our contemporary status. The Quran and the Sunnah constitute a complete message for every era, and they hold in terms of their applicability until the day of the resurrections. So this is the case of the Jews and the Christians. Then what about the Muslims? Allah warns them by saying, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يُلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ. Say, He has the power to send torment on you from above or from under your feet, or to cover you with confusion in party strife and make you taste the violence of one another. This is in Surah Al-An'am, Surah 6, verse 65. Regardless of the way, form, or concept it takes, the turning away from the path of revelation causes dissension, confusion, and enmity, and brings a life of hardship, as Allah the Most Glorified says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. There, if there comes to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance shall neither go astray nor fall into distress and misery. But whosoever turns away from my reminder, verily for him is a life of hardship, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of resurrection. This is in Surah Taha 20, verse 123-124. The good news, however, is that Allah the Most High and Most Merciful called the Muslims not to despair. وَمَنْ يَقْنُطْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ. And who despairs from the mercy of his Rabb Allah, except those who are astray. As in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah 15, verse 56. And in another Surah, Surah 39, verse 53, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Despair not from the mercy of Allah. Those who follow the paths of the prophets are saved from introducing oppositions and or alterations to the deen. Those indeed are under Allah's mercy. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. But they will not cease to disagree except him on whom your Rabb has bestowed mercy. Surah Hud, Surah 11, verse 118-119. The division and the path of its people is a vivid and manifested fact. It is hated by Allah, and it brings His wrath and punishment. And Allah warns from falling into its mischief. The salvation from division and disputes is possible. The salvation from division and disputes is possible, and it takes the way of revelation and the path of the prophets. And Allah has shown us the way that brings forth the true understanding of the deen that leads to his pleasure. This will be, inshallah, the second part of this series, and I, inshallah, will stop here, so that inshallah ta'ala, on the proper timing of the second schedule of these talks, we will continue on these matters inshallah ta'ala. If there is anyone in this room who would like to have any question, and in order to save time for everyone, anyone who would have a question can PM me, sending his question, and I will take it from there inshallah, and we will answer those questions gradually with the series as it goes. And please make no voice. How about now? Okay. For those who want to have questions, inshallah, it's okay. But please PM me those questions, and inshallah ta'ala, we will go over them and give you the answers with the series as it goes. So that inshallah ta'ala, we'll concentrate on the talks now, and we'll address the questions that are related to these talks gradually as we move on. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, grant us all the sincerity in our actions and the true knowledge that will save us on the day of resurrection. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran for being here. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.